In this video, we're going to be talking about video marketing. Video marketing has been around for quite a while, and it's basically not a new discovery in the online community. But it has been an invaluable tool in spreading information and influence to your viewers. There are a couple of key aspects to this process, to this strategy. And the first one is positioning. You can use a video to tell your audience who you are and how they should think about you. Video does your marketing better than almost anything else because videos have a high perceived value, and people tend to stay longer on a video rather than reading an article, because articles tend to get boring and videos tend to be fun, tend to be lively, they tend to be to provide more information. Now, one reason why you would want to use video marketing and add that in your strategies is because most of your competitors probably have never even figured out how to use video marketing. After the end of the session, you're going to be an absolute video killer and strike down your competition with the videos that you've produced. You'll be getting all the people who are coming, who are looking for a video material in your particular category, and that in turn will drive traffic to your website. So in this video, I'm going to be covering a couple of topics, and the first one is how to produce a video even if you don't have a very high budget on producing videos. And that can be done by simply turning your articles into videos. The next thing that we're going to talk about is structure. It's a format or a flow. What is a good flow that you can start with in order to create a video that converts? And the next thing that I'm going to talk about is the format for the videos, or what types of videos can you produce. And I'm also going to share with you how to distribute those videos to the top video sites so that they get some viewers in them, and those viewers in turn will convert into traffic that will go to your website. And I'm also going to be discussing about the importance of video meta. Now, don't worry if you don't understand what that means. I'm going to be walking you through that. And the last thing that I'll talk about is driving attention, driving more traffic to your videos so that you can convert those traffic, those viewers into interested visitors that will go to your website. So the first is turning your articles into videos. Basically, what you do is you just take your article. Let's say you have a couple of 40 or 50 articles, and what you can do is you can just if you have a long article, you can subdivide that article and use that as a script that you can read in your videos. And it could be just like this, where you have a PowerPoint and you can just be recording your PowerPoint screen, and you can just be reading the article that you've written before. And your goal here is that you're able to come up with 30, 40, or 50 videos that you can basically later distribute. As for the video structure, you want to, at the start of the video, you want to give the readers an overview, and that's where you tell them what you're going to tell them in the video. That's where the outline comes in. Let's go back to the outline. That's where the outline comes in. You tell them what they can expect by going through your video. Let's just go back to that slide. And then you want to talk about the specifics of the different subtitles of this, or the subheaders of that of your topic, and that's where the body comes in. And you want to finish your video by telling people that, by telling them to move, to take action, and that's where the call to action comes in. That's where you tell them to please leave, if you like this video, please leave a comment.